Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to We Uplift Radio. We're here to support, uplift, encourage, and empower you. We Uplift Radio is brought to you by the Whispering Energy Collaboration. And if you want to take your business to the next level in an atmosphere of integrity and cooperation, stop by whisperingenergy.com. My name is Aricia LaFrance, and I'm a psychological marketing strategist specializing in helping creative entrepreneurs, especially to grow their business quickly, as the artisans that they are. So to learn more about that, you can visit ariciellafrance.com. Thank you so much for joining us today. Today we have a real treat. We are going to be talking to Andrea Bowden. And Andrea is a soul purpose guide. She lives in Portland, Maine. And her business is called Align Your Energy. She tunes into energy systems, works with guides and source to clear and release energy that is holding her clients back, and she helps teach clients how to create a life that they love. So thank you so much for joining us, Andrea. I really appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, Aricia. It's a pleasure.
Well, my first question is, what is the message that you'd like to share with our listeners this morning?
Well, as you mentioned, I'm a soul purpose guide. And I would just like everyone to know that I believe that there's a reason and a purpose that you are all here to share during your lifetime. And the way you know what that is, and many people know what their purpose is, but for those that don't, the way that you know what it is to really listen to what excites you, what brings you happiness, and what you love to do and you're really good at. And sometimes it takes a while to develop and determine what it is, but I really believe that everyone can find it and everyone has a purpose.
Oh, that's beautiful. And when you're working with clients, how is it that you help them to find their purpose? Like, what would a session with you look like?
Well, I start out the session connecting with my guides, and I ask my guides how to start the session and what really wants to come forward first in the session. And sometimes it's a message from their guides. I also start out with an intention or an affirmation, and that comes through from spirit. So whatever comes through and what I'm really prompted to share during that intention and affirmation is really the focus of the session and information coming through for the client. And then I also go from there and I ask what really wants to come through next. And sometimes I start with clearing energy. Other times I start with some messages that spirit wants to share with them. And sometimes we work with particular aspects or something that has come up, some issue for them. And sometimes it's just starting out coaching and talking about what they want. So I just take my cue from spirit to start that. And then we do some energy work and some clearing. I share a lot about what I'm doing with my clients while I'm doing it, and that really helps in the shift and the transformation.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like when you're talking about this and you're talking about kind of going with the flow, it takes, I think, a tremendous amount of courage and intuition and really experience to do that and to trust that process. And your background is with social work. So how does that influence the work that you're doing with energy? How does that help you with that work?
Well, my long experience with social work has really helped me in connecting with clients and in talking about difficult issues and situations and not avoiding subjects such as grief or loss or pain or whatever might come up. So it's really helped me connect with clients and talk about whatever the issues are and also do problem solving too. But you mentioned courage, and that's something I really had to work through a lot. My social work background didn't help me as much with really having to step forward and say, I work with spiritual guides, and I'm getting this information, and this is what I'm hearing or sensing. I had to do a lot of trial and error with that and really develop the courage to say those things and to put myself out there. And I often started out doing distance sessions, and then I would send my information by email. And sometimes it would take a day or two for clients to get back to me after I'd shared a lot of really deep personal information and about what I did and what I cleared. And then the waiting time of that day or two before I heard back from them at the very beginning of when I started this work was very difficult for me because, you know, I just didn't know. I had no idea what the reaction would be. And so it took a lot of getting used to.
Mm-hmm. I bet. That would be kind of anxiety-producing, waiting to hear from people and hear what they thought and what came through for them and how it really – because I think with energy work, too, it's subtle enough that, you know, I go in for acutonics every month, which is using tuning forks on the Chinese meridians. And I know that sometimes it's even a week or so before I really feel a shift. Sometimes it's immediate, but sometimes it's about a week. And then I realize, wow, you know, this really had an effect on me. So I can see that it might take some time for people to get back to you.
Yeah, I know of your acutonics. I've heard that on some of the calls and sessions you've been on, which I think is really beautiful and I think is very similar with moving energy. And, you know, I had some feedback from some clients that I started out with at the beginning who said that the information was that I shared was just often profound and deep and just a lot to absorb at first, and it just took them a day or two to really kind of absorb it and be able to respond to me. So I learned to really just release the attachment to what I was sharing and what I was putting out there and work with spirit and know that, you know, just to be in my truth and share that and let go of, you know, the worry about what someone thinks of it.
Yeah, and I think there's a kind of intensity to this work, too. I mean, it is I'm not even sure how to put it. Maybe you have better words for it. But as I think about it, it's very gentle. It's very subtle. It's very organic. It feels good. And at the same time, there is such an intensity to it that it's almost hard to grasp.
Yeah, I think that's a really great description of it. Sometimes people can feel the energy changes and energy shifts while they're on the call if they're sensitive to energy. And if it's, especially if it's energy work is new to clients, they don't always feel the shift as they're happening. But usually by the time, now I usually do my work on the phone and over Skype, and usually by the time the session is finished, they just feel completely different, but they might not have noticed each change along the way. And those that are familiar with energy work usually do notice those. But yes, it can be very deep and profound, too, and many of the changes happen later, as I'm sure with the work that you're familiar with doing, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I'm looking at the training that you have gone through. Now, obviously, you went through a lot of training, a lot of school to become a social worker, and you look like me. You look like a lifelong learner, and you just love learning more and more stuff. So tell us about the training that you went through to do this work with energy and with spirit guides, because it's fascinating to me. I'm reading a lot of it, and some of it I'm not sure exactly what it is, like the, I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this right, the Oya African Goddess of Change. I mean, all of these different things. I'm not sure if that's a training or if that's something that comes through. So tell us a little bit more about all of that, because that's fascinating to me.
Okay, thank you. I started out, I was still doing social work, and I felt like I was kind of burned out, and I really wanted to find a more effective way of creating changes with clients, because I worked with clients who had anxiety or depression or post-traumatic stress, and often they'd been in intensive therapy and medications and doctors for 10 or 15 or 20 years, and I wanted to find a way to help them on a different level, and I was just feeling like I was getting kind of burnt out. So I was looking into the massage therapy profession and thinking of going to school for that, and I went for an interview at a school that I found, and I found out about polarity therapy. I had never heard of it before, but as soon as I read the descriptions and the kinds of things it could do, I was just fascinated with it. Polarity therapy uses energy, and it uses a positive, negative, and negative charges. And Dr. Stone developed polarity therapy in the 1950s, I think, and he was an osteopathic doctor who went and studied Chinese medicine and meridians and yoga and Ayurveda and many other traditions. And he developed this very explicit and specific work to do involving energy. And so it's very different from Reiki in that, you know, we learned anatomy and physiology, and we learned, I don't know, 50 to 100 different kinds of techniques to work to shift the energy. And so I learned a lot about the body. I ended up taking massage therapy while I was there at that program too, so I really learned a lot about the body then as well. And then with the polarity therapy training, at the end, once we had the basics of polarity therapy, it was a 2-year program that I went to, we learned to do some channeling and connecting with spirit and some energy clearing at the end of the session. We would do body work and loosen up a lot of the blockages in the physical body and energetic body, and then we would do the energy work at the end. And so we would just develop this connection to spirit and working with our higher selves and with spiritual guides. And it was a long, slow process, opening up to knowing how to receive that kind of information and share that with clients. And it was just very fascinating for me. But I went on from that program, and the more kinds of classes I took, the more of a foundation that I had in order to base the kinds of information that I got from spirit on. So the more knowledge you have in foundation, it's just easier to pick up information and to know what might need to shift. I went on and I took some craniosacral classes from the Upledger Foundation, and I took a lot of other energy and developing spiritual connection kinds of classes. There's just, you know, as you say, I'm a lifelong learner as you, so I just took many, many different kinds of things to develop that connection. And I've also developed, taken a lot of business type classes in order to run a business as well. But you're right, the Oya, the goddess of change, that was a spiritual guide that I connected to and was working with for a couple of years before I really got her name and knew who she was that I was working with. And she has a very strong energy. She's an African goddess of change, and sometimes it's the tumult and the chaos and the abrupt weather change. She has to do with the weather too. So she has very clear and direct energy. She really, that's very much connected to my soul purpose guidance work that I do, because I'm here for people to connect with their soul purpose and to do it. And sometimes, you know, there's just a lot of clear, direct information that comes through for people in order to do that. And it might take a while for them to really follow through and be able to put that into practice. It, you know, it's certainly a partnership that I have with my clients and involves their participation in follow-up work to really create the changes in their lives too.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. And when you talk about, say her name again, the African goddess of change, how do you say it?
Oya.
Oya. So when you talk about that, is it kind of like you're channeling Oya, or is it kind of like you're in touch with Oya and you say, okay, what's coming through from Oya is this? Or is it kind of like channeling? Like, I know I've read some Jay-Z Knight, and I know that she literally channels, and then gets Ramsa, and it's like she's not, at least from what I've read, it's like she's almost not even aware of what's going on when Rampa takes over. So is it that kind of thing, or is it more about being in connection with?
It's more like the being connected. And I do think there's different ways to channel, but it's not the way in that I have a spiritual guide that comes through me and I'm not aware. I don't do that. I do know of people, and, you know, I've been connected to and had sessions with people who do that. But my information comes through more of a communication between the guides that I work with and myself. And I can bring their information through sometimes if I'm in that energy in the way that they want it said. But it's always through me. And it's often like a give and take and a sharing information. And that's how I do my energy sessions too. When I work with my spiritual guides, I have a lot of questions that I ask about the next steps. And Reiki, which I also do, flows through you, and you don't have to direct the work. It's healing work, and it just flows through you. You don't really have to direct it or do specific kind of techniques in order for it to happen. But when I do my work, I really change specific areas and things that I'm seeing. And in order to do what I do, I have a lot of communication with my guides. And sometimes if it's not clear, I think in order for us to be really good channels, we have to be clear ourselves and have that come through. But sometimes I need clarification for the information that's coming through. So I'll ask my guides a lot of questions. You know, and so if, you know, an issue comes up, I might ask if it has to do with career or someone's personal life, if it has to do with a loss, or, you know, when this blockage or issue might have occurred in their lives, at what age, and many different kinds of things in order to clear the energy. But also, I am able to share that information with my clients, and it really helps them to understand what's going on and to release the energy that's coming up. So it's definitely a give and take and a lot of communication with my guides.
So you're talking a lot about releasing, old patterns and things that keep us stuck. After somebody releases, what is that experience like for people?
Usually they feel lighter, more free. They, you know, sometimes if it was a heavier, darker, or sometimes depressed energy, they might feel happier and more joyful. Or if they're angry or even anxious, they often feel more relaxed, more peaceful, and just able to be in their life or their space that they're in. So it creates a lot of shifts with emotions. It can often create shifts with their thoughts too. Instead of so many thoughts kind of churning around and in someone's head, be able to just be more at peace and relax and not have so much worry or thinking about situations, scenarios that might happen, and be more in the now.
Mm-hmm. Well, and as you know, I do a lot of work with mindset. I do marketing, but a lot of the work that I do has to do with the beliefs that people have around certain issues. And the place where I have seen amazing healing when people are able to release an old belief has to do with how their business does, because it can really affect your ability. I always say that if you are stuck in the mindset of feeling like, oh, if I'm a successful business person, it means, and they think something negative, or if I'm making money, it's a bad thing because, and they fill in the blank. They can do all kinds of things. They can have the best marketing plan in the whole world, but it's going to be like canoeing through molasses. You're not going to be able to get to where you want to be if those beliefs are holding you back.
Yes, I agree. I think what you do is amazing, and discovering our thoughts or energies or beliefs that we have that are holding us back is very powerful. I like to combine coaching with what I do too, and so that's how I do my energy work, and I combine it with coaching, and it definitely is important for the clients to really realize what might be holding them back and and be able to let that go as well, and to have those aha moments and realizations. I know you talk about the aha moments in your work too. When I wasn't as much in my power and I was starting to do my energy clearing after the body work sessions, I would clear the energy and I wasn't sharing as much about the information with my clients. I just wasn't in my power in order to really share that. This was like 9 or 10 years ago. And they didn't have as powerful a release, and they didn't have as much of a moving forward effect without knowing what it was that was really cleared. So part of the work is really sharing with them what's coming up, or exploring with them and having them have it come up themselves about what's really holding them back. So I think there's many powerful kinds of work that can be involving inquiry and exploring what holds you back. And that's a form of energy work too, just looking at your thoughts and what might be holding you back that way is very powerful as well. I really admire the work you do as well.
Well, thank you. And one of the things that's coming up in the chat room is people are talking about feeling impatient and having doubt. How would you work with somebody who came in that was struggling with some of those feelings?
Well, I would certainly talk about, what that is about, what the impatient is about, what the beliefs might be, or what the worry or the fear is if something doesn't happen. Or sometimes it's a resistance to what's happening now in their lives, or not really having realized what they want. And I know all about impatience because I've had a lot of that in my life as well, and I've really had to work through that myself. But I talk to clients a lot about the law of attraction, and one of the most important foundations of the law of attraction is being happy and accepting what you have now and being thankful and grateful for that, and that is a step towards being able to bring you to the next level and to bringing in more. So when you have the doubt or the impatience, you're really sending out a vibration that's not conducive to bringing in more in your life. So it's finding out more about that and working through that and releasing it. And sometimes working with energy can be more clear to people where it might be held in their body. But whatever way you find out, if you can move past that belief and energetically create that shift, then you're able to attract more of what you want in your life.
Mm-hmm. And when I think about doubt, this is just kind of my feeling about it. A lot of people that I work with that struggle with doubt, it has to do with a belief that there is a right answer and a wrong answer, and that they need to choose the right thing. And if they choose the wrong thing, it's going to be a disaster. And what I have found with most people is if they can work on trusting themselves and also embracing the idea that usually – almost all of the time, there is not a, this is the right answer, this is the wrong answer. It's just feeling in the moment, this feels like the right direction to go. And not in terms of the right and wrong piece, but just this is what feels good at this mm-hmm. moment. This feels like I'm in the flow when I go this way. When problems come up with what it is that you're doing, and there's going to be things, obstacles and things like that will come up, you will handle them in the moment, and it doesn't mean that you have made the wrong decision. So I think it's getting past some of the regret, too, releasing the regret, releasing the idea of right and wrong, and I don't mean morally, but just in terms of, mm-hmm. well, this is the right decision, this is the wrong decision, and also trusting yourself, realizing that you'll be able to handle it in the moment when things come up. You'll look at an obstacle, and you're inventive and intelligent. You'll be able to move past it.
I agree. That's a great way of looking at it and working with it. Trust and self-esteem is all about the second chakra. So it has to do with our belief in ourselves and our value, and also has to do with trust in ourselves, but also trust in the universe that things are actually going to be okay, that they're going to work out for us. So changing those beliefs can be very powerful. I have a story of someone that I worked with early on, you know, many years ago, who, and I hope this doesn't bring up one of those moral right and wrong issues for listeners, but that's okay if it does too. Anyway, she was in a new relationship with someone that she had known for a long time, and but it was very new to her, and she had gotten pregnant, and she was trying to see what was the really right thing for her. It was, you know, perhaps an age and a time in her life that she wanted to get pregnant and have a child, but you know, the timing just wasn't really right, and she, you know, really looked inside to herself, and she decided to have an abortion. And she did that, and she decided to continue the relationship with this person, and she actually, I think that she became pregnant again very soon, and I don't remember if it was before or after she got married to this person, but it was kind of a whirlwind relationship. She got pregnant very soon after, and I was still doing sessions with her, and I had worked with her and tuned into the energy of this spirit that wanted to come in through her for a child at the first time, and then when she got pregnant again. And my guides and my sense told me that this was the very same spirit who had, and I just kind of feel the emotion welling up while I talk about this, this was the very same one that was going to, you know, be born to her the first time. So there wasn't a right or wrong answer. This child, this spirit, wanted to be with her and come to her and have her for their mother, no matter what. And so having the abortion or not having the abortion, for her, it wasn't a right or wrong answer. She went with what was right for her. But then this very same child and spirit came through anyway. So she didn't make the right choice. We have continual, endless opportunities to make a different choice at any time. And so, you know, that's just an example of agreeing with what you were saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's a really good example, too, is that the if there is something that is, I don't want to talk about preordained necessarily, but if there's something that is supposed to happen in our lives and is part of what we are here to do, I think that there will be opportunities laid before us throughout our entire lives. And we can choose what we want to do with those opportunities. But there's a reassurance in the story that you told that, you know, that is going to come through. What, you know, if it's something that we are supposed to do in our lives, we're going to have a lot of opportunities to do that.
Yeah, I agree. I don't really think of the preordained either. I agree with what you said, which is we have continual opportunities to do that if we want to. And, you know, it's not a guarantee that we're going to, but that opportunity will continue to present itself to us when we're ready. And I often say about messages that come up in my life and from guidance is that, you know, if we don't get the little taps on the shoulder, sometimes, you know, we get the stronger messages. And I always try to listen to the you know, impulses or the taps on the shoulder, the gentler messages, so that I can get that lesson or that, you know, move through that growth opportunity with ease instead of waiting till it comes up to, like, a bigger issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the acutonics that I study, it was just fascinating to me. We talk about Pluto energy, and the sign of Pluto is kind of like the letter L in cursive, where it starts down at the line, and then it loops up, and then it loops back down. And what we talk about with Pluto energy is that you kind of have that baseline where everything's going fine in your life, and then you hit the loop part, which is an issue coming up for you, and then you can either deal with it there at the apex, or you can bury it and say, I don't want to deal with it, and then it comes back down into the baseline and kind of is buried again. But as you go through life, and they talk about this, I can't remember the author of it, but there's a book called The Liquid Light of Sex, and they talk about this, how we hit Saturn return and Uranus return, and I think it's Chiron return as we go through life, and this is specifically, I think, to women. And those issues become more and more profound and more kind of in our face. One of my friends calls it the cosmic 2x4,
mm-hmm.
that we are presented with opportunities to resolve. And if we are able to work with somebody like Andrea and release when those things come up so that they don't have to keep coming up again and again, I think that we are afraid and we feel like if we bury it, that's just the best thing to do because then we don't have to deal with it. But it's going to keep coming up, so we have to do some of the work around it.
Mm. Yes, I agree with all of that. And that's very interesting. I really had no idea that Accutonics was, had all that kind of information behind it. I've never heard that about Pluto and the kind of shape. But that's very interesting. I definitely agree those issues come up, and I am a believer in astrological kinds of things, and I have just a beginning, knowledge. I don't study that. I've only just studied it a little bit, but it's fascinating the kinds of things that come up in our lives at different points in times and relating to the planets.
Right, and I think too, and I've seen this over and over again for women, is that, and I'm not. I'm not going to say this absolutely accurately, but it seems to be kind of every decade that this comes up at different times. And when women are in their 20s, they might get the little bit of a tap on the shoulder that they may not even see. They may not even recognize it. And in their 30s, it's a little bit stronger. In their 40s, it's pretty strong. And it can, the way that it comes up is really this feeling of almost panic, anxiety, feeling out of sorts, feeling almost kind of like the midlife crisis thing, like I have got to get this resolved. And if people do not deal with it at that point, it will come up again in their 50s and in their 60s and give them the opportunity to heal it. But I see this all the time in women that I work with. And I don't know if you've noticed this, women in their 60s and 70s, You can tell there's like this divide between people who have released a lot of the accumulated garbage that they've had in their life, and they're doing amazing things. They're doing paintings, and they're writing books, and they're just vibrant and amazing, and they're volunteering in their community. And health-wise, you can tell that stress has not taken that much of a toll on them. And then the people that have not released and the people who have really buried their stuff, in their 60s and 70s, they start through that decline where their health gets worse and worse and worse. And mentally they're like, no, you know what, I just don't want to get out and do anything. I just kind of want to be left alone. And I believe it's a result of the stress and of not releasing the things that they need to let go of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dr. Christian Northrup has some good books about things that come up at different points in your life, and especially perimenopausal and then through the menopausal years, issues that come up really to be resolved if you haven't resolved them earlier in life. And that's why I often end up working with a lot of people a lot of women in particular, in their 40s and 50s, and sometimes earlier now, 20s and 30s too, who are really wanting to know their purpose or work through emotional issues that are holding them back. And I'm sure there must be a big difference with those that have worked through issues and those that haven't by the time they get to their 60s and 70s. I tend to work with women a little bit earlier because those that seek me out are ones that really want to either resolve the issues or really do their sole purpose, what they're here to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's probably good that they're coming to you in their, 20s, 30s, and 40s. I think people are becoming more aware, too, of the importance of this sort of work.
I think so, too. I think that's why it's coming up earlier for women. And even in the 10 years or so that I've been doing this, I think women are, and men too, are seeking it out earlier in life. We're more aware of our spiritual connection and becoming more aware of it all the time. So I do think that's very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is, definitely. And so when you're working, let's say somebody comes in and they're dealing with just feeling a lot of anxiety and things like that, if you were going to look at the work that you did as a social worker versus the energy work, what are the things that are the same and what are the things that are different?
The things that are the same are being able to listen empathetically about what's going on in that person's life. And something that's different is I might go back and talk about the history of that a little bit more with social work than I would when I'm doing my energy work. And what I do in order to help them move forward is very different. Whereas the social work, it might be problem solving and working on accepting themselves and really more just talking, where with the energy work, I find it's really helpful to move it, to talk about some of those same kinds of things, but to also work with the energy as well. It just creates a powerful shift to say, okay, this is what we're working on, and this is what I'm seeing showing up in your energetic system. And now let's go ahead and move the energy, and we do that, and then we still talk about the follow-up for what is going to help them maintain that change and move forward even more about different beliefs that they can tell themselves and learn, and different ways of thinking and different ways of feeling about themselves. So we might talk about affirmations and different kinds of practices that I've learned. And those, I think, would have been good in the social work field too, but I didn't know as much about those at the time. So mostly the listening, I think, is the same, and the other things tend to be a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you do individual sessions, you do classes and workshops. Tell people about what you offer and how they can reach you.
Okay. I have a website, which is alignyourenergy.com, A-L-I-G-N-Y-O-U-R-E-N-E-R-G-Y, alignyourenergy.com, and that's my business, Align Your Energy. And everyone can reach me through my website. My email is Andrea@alignyourenergy.com. I always answer my emails, so you can get in touch with me there, and that's usually the best way to get in touch with me. But I'm very available to my clients on either email or on the phone when I'm currently working with someone as well. I do individual sessions, and I can either just do one session if someone just wants more clarity or reading or to know what's going on about an issue, or perhaps they're already been a client and they just need like a breakthrough kind of session. I can just do one. But if they're really wanting to work through something in their lives and move forward, then I often usually recommend a series of six sessions, and there's a package that gives a little, you know, more of a discount, a deal for working with me that way. So I tend to work six sessions at a time, and I also wanted to make my services more available to everyone at different levels and places where they're at. So I have created several new classes. One is an 8-week series, What's Your Next Step class, more for the intro level person who just wants to start moving forward in their lives. And that's an 8-week teleclass coaching group. And that's available on my website. Information, just go to the classes tab. And I also have a 3-week intensive energy work manifesting class for those who already know what their soul purpose is and they're just wanting more manifestations to work through some blocks about that. And I'm just announcing that I'm starting an energy mentorship program, a year-long program starting in January. And that's available on my website, information about that, everything through the classes tab. And there's lots of information about what I do and how I do it on my website, too. So I'd love to hear from anyone who just wants information about that or inquiring. I'd love to hear from you.
Okay, great. And tell us, we have a lot of healers that are listening to this, a lot of helpers and healers. Tell us about that mentorship program. That sounds really fascinating.
Well, it's an hour and a half classes once a month, and then more time available. I just think more than an hour and a half is a little too long to be on the phone, but I'm available beyond the hour and a half for questions and answers. And each person, it's available for only 8 to 10 people. There's a lot of my energy techniques that will be available through the class, learning practices, and for people to really deepen their connection to spirit, bringing spirit more into the work that they do. Great for healers. It's good for other people that connect with spirit as well. If you might be a writer or an artist and you really want to bring spirit more into your work. But
okay,
particularly for the healers, you will develop more techniques and you'll be able to practice those. Everyone's going to be paired up with a partner through the class, and we'll be practicing techniques and we'll be communicating throughout the month as well. So it's a great way to start to practice techniques and be have that be more in your comfort zone and be comfortable really learning and practicing, working from a distance and tuning into energy and tuning into your spiritual guides in a way that's safe, where you can really practice and learn from that. And it's a certificate program. So at the end of the year, those that complete the program will receive a certificate in energy mentorship.
Oh, that's great. And it sounds like, too, that would be a great program for people that are having the doubt and that feel like they need to be able to trust themselves more.
Yes, but it's particularly for those who are already working with energy, their lives are working at least somewhat okay, and, you know, it will be an intense program. They'll really be upping their spiritual evolution. So it's for those that are ready for that intense kind of class. And I do have other kinds of things I can develop or other work that I can do for those that are really just starting out, someone who really is just learning about energy, having some doubt or wanting to find out what their purpose is. I would recommend probably the What's Your Next Step class. So just depends. And if anyone has questions about which one they'd fit into more or, you know, wanting to make suggestions about classes, I'd love to hear from you too.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. And in terms of people, individuals that would call you for a session, how would I know that it's time to give you a call? What would I be going through that I would say, oh, I need to call Andrea. I feel like I really need a session.
Well, when people first start working with energy, or I first start working with people, we learn a lot about your energetic systems and the issues that come up for you and the pattern. So it gives you a lot of knowledge. And after a few sessions, we also talk about a lot of techniques that you can use yourself in order to bring your energy back into balance. So if you've already, you know, if you're already familiar with energy work and you know techniques that you can use, meditation or, you know, energy clearing CDs or ways to really bring yourself back to your center and grounded to work through that issue on your own, then that's great. Those are techniques you'll also learn from working with me. But if you don't know those, or if you already do and you've already done some work and it's something that you can't get beyond on your own, you really need some assistance. It's really affecting your life with fear or anxiety or anger or, you know, whatever's coming up in the way, then it's great to give me a call.
Mm-hmm.
I really specialize in working with those that are wanting to know their soul purpose or already do know, and then sometimes other things get in the way. So that's who I tend to work with the most. And when things come up that are really interfering with that, so if it's interfering with your business or interfering with your sleep or your happiness, or being able to relax and be peaceful, then those are good times to give me a call.
Okay. And how does, like, long-term, when you talk about aligning your energy and releasing the things that you need to release, this is just sort of a curious question that I have. If you kind of had to postulate, how do you think that it affects physically our health if we're able to do that?
I think it is directly correlated to our health. I learned when I was in school that anything that shows up in your physical body was in your energy system first, long before. And so that means by the time it's in your energy body, if you have a physical illness or disease or physical symptoms, it takes longer working with changing your beliefs or working with energy in order to change that and to heal from it and get it out of your body system than if you, let's say you have some emotional issues or thoughts that might need to be changed. Those happen quicker. So the more densest form is our physical bodies, and if it's there already, then it's going to need usually more work and more time to heal that and correct it. And that can be done. I mean, there's no guarantees that you're going to, you know, heal. We hold for the highest outcome for you. So there's no guarantees that you're going to heal from an illness. But certainly everything that you change energetically has an effect on your physical being and on your emotions and on your thoughts as well.
Yeah, that's a great answer, because when I look at a lot of the illness, and I think that a lot of doctors are coming up with this conclusion too, it seems like, obviously, I mean, you think about heart attacks, and you think about, you know, you and I both have friends that are going through different illnesses and things like that, and a big thing that doctors say is you've got to reduce your stress. You've got to reduce your stress. And even, you know, when I'm in the classes on Chinese medicine, we talk about that, how if you are stressed, your immune system is down and you're just more susceptible to just, you know, regular things like colds and flu and all of that. So I would imagine that if we're able to release those obstacles, release some of the stress that we have, it would have an enormous impact on our health physically.
I agree. I think stress is the biggest thing in everyone's lives. So practice, you know, having a regular, you know, getting to the point where you can have a regular meditation practice and go through and solve some maybe relationship issues and other kinds of things or work, you know, one of the biggest stressors is not liking your work. So if you can change those kinds of things, that has a big effect. But something, you just reminded me of something when I was a social worker for many years, I worked with many people who had PTSD, post-traumatic stress. And something I noticed, which just struck me and stood out so strongly, was that the amount of physical issues that they had, along with all the emotional things and psychiatric and medications and all of those, but the number of physical symptoms and illnesses and problems that they had was so much greater than the other people that I saw or that the other people in the general population. So, you know, and usually they had major traumas in their life, often early in life and sometimes often in adulthood as well, whether that be child abuse or rape or, you know, different kinds of things. But the greater the traumas they experience and the greater the stress in their life, it seemed like the greater number of physical problems and illnesses they had too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, exactly. Exactly, because that stress is just directly correlated to that. We have something in our chat room, and I'm not sure if you can do this because we've only got a few minutes left, but somebody's asking if you could assist to remove negative energy that's trying to disturb happy love energy. So I'm not sure if maybe I'm actually writing a note in the chat room for them to maybe stop by your website. Does that sound like a good idea, or is that something that you could work with right now?
Well, are they just wondering if that's something that I do, or are they wondering about doing that right now? What, you know, I'm just wondering, wanting some more clarity with that question.
Yeah.
That is something that I do in my work. Working with cords between, you know, between people and in other people in their lives, or actual aspects of your personality, or even energies that you've attracted, and clearing and removing those in session. So that is a lot of what I do, and those things certainly affect happiness and your ability to be happy in your life. So the general question is, yes, I do those things.
Okay. Yeah, I think that it's going to take more than a couple of minutes. I mean, what's going on is it sounds like this person is saying that they're attracting kind of dark energy and they're trying to, it sounds like it's a toughie and they want to get rid of this energy, and any advice would be appreciated. So maybe you can give a couple of tips and then I'll have this person contact you at your website too.
Okay, that would be great. One thing, you know, if someone is really attracting that, then, I mean, there's never any blame, but sometimes it's karmic, and many times we have something that needs to be cleared, a blockage in our energy system that is attracting that. You know, we're sending out some kind of vibration. So when working with that, if that really keeps coming into their life and it's a pattern, I've usually found that it probably requires several sessions in order to, you know, there's a lot that can be cleared in one session, but you really got to discover, you know, what are the beliefs, what are the emotions, and often it might require, probably will require making some changes in their lives too, you know, perhaps making some choices about relationships and who you have in your life and things like that, that might need to be changed. So my suggestion is just that it probably would require several sessions in order to change that kind of pattern. But the more that you can do in order to kind of clean up your life and be with those that have positive energy, be in a work environment that's positive, reduce stress in your life, and meditate and think positive thoughts and have positive energy and feelings more of the time, then you're not going to be attracting that so much in your life. But often you do need, if it's gotten to that point, often you do need help in order to create that. But there are a lot of things that people can do on their own and really making changes as well.
Mm-hmm. And I think that that's kind of what we're moving into, and it's what I love about what you do, because you talk about giving people tools that they can use in their life. So it's like they work with you for a session, but then they leave with some tools that they can put to work in their life so that they can be really empowered to make changes on their own.
Right. You know, I will work for one session for someone who wants energy, you know, who wants information or who wants like a breakthrough, usually for a series of sessions for people who really want to make change. But I don't work with people for years like it used to be when I was in the social work profession. People work with me for a series of sessions and they start making those changes and then they learn how to make those changes on their own and how to really create those shifts and maintain their energy. So it's not it's not creating dependence, it's more creating independence so that they can do those things on their own and know more what they want in their lives and create that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Terrific. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Andrea. It was just great to have you with us. Is there anything else that you wanted to add in the last couple of minutes here that maybe we didn't cover yet?
No, I really just want to thank you, Aricia, for having me. I have done a couple of, one thing I can say is that I have a newsletter which will always announce new things that I'm doing and sometimes have special offers. And one of my recent newsletters, I've got all my newsletters listed in the archives on my homepage, and I think it was one of my newsletters in September, just a few weeks ago, that gave a link to a free meditation on my website that could be accessed. And that's one of the things I'm going to do more is develop meditations and offer those for a low price on my website as well. But if anyone wants to visit my archives of my newsletters on my website and get access to that free meditation that I offered, then I would invite you to do that.
Oh, that's terrific. That's a great offer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks to all of our listeners for joining us. It was great to have you in the chat room and be talking with you. And for those who weren't in the chat room, I'm just really glad you were listening, and to our archive listeners as well. And also thanks to Trinity Demask for providing the beautiful music for our show that we come in and out with. Please do visit her site for more of her music. She has a couple of albums out that are spectacular, and she is at www.trinitydemask.com. DEMASK.com. Next week, I am going to be talking with an acquaintance that I reconnected with. I met her in the early 1980s at a workshop that she did, and she wrote this beautiful poem called Imagine a Woman. She has tons of books out. One of her books is A God Who Looks Like Me, and it's really about the feminine divine. So I hope that you will join us next week just for a really powerful show with Patricia Lynn Riley. And until next time, dear ones, go in peace and release those obstacles that are holding you back.
With you.